You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, these lines are jam-packed with people who want to play Rattle Off.
Good. Let's do it.
I love that. And the first person to get through today was Diane. Hi, Diane.
Good morning, boys. How are y'all today?
Oh, y'all are good.
It's a really good day.
Really good today.
What'd you have for breakfast this morning, Diane?
Dutch Brothers.
Oh, nice. Good. They're opening one down by me here shortly. It's like...
Oh, I love them.
That's what I hear. I hear they're great. I'm more of a Boyer's coffee guy myself, but that's great for you.
Dutch Bros is amazing.
All right.
Enough of the free plug for them, I guess. No, you're
fine.
Right. I'm
dumb asked. It's fine.
I'm just kidding. It doesn't matter. We'll send them an invoice. Don't worry.
Okay.
You know how this game works, don't you, Diane?
Yes, sir.
All right. For people who are tuning in for the first time that don't know, what I'm going to do is give Diane a category. She doesn't know what the category is in advance. We give it to her. We start a 10-second timer, and she must rattle off 5 examples in only 10 seconds. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Your letter is F. As in Frank. F. 10 seconds. We need 5 Colorado towns that begin with the letter F. Ready and go.
I have no idea. Franklin, Frankfurt, Franktown.
Franktown.
You got I have no idea. Sorry,
you got
y'all.
All the forts, like Fort Collins, Fort Morgan.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Frisco's a biggie.
Fort Lupton.
Firestone.
Oh.
Oh, so many. Are you not from Colorado?
No.
No?
Sorry. Where are you from?
Originally California.
She's a California girl.
But I've been all over, and I was in the military, so please forgive me.
Forgive you. We want to thank you.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
From California originally.
Nah, you make up for being a service member. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
And you are absolutely charming. So thank you for calling, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Who's next in line? Is it Kiana? Is that right?
Kiana.
Where are you from originally, Kiana?
Oh, I'm just from a small town on the western slope that nobody knows about here in the Denver Metro.
What's the name of it?
Try us.
Craig.
Craig. Oh, we vacation in Craig every year.
I don't even think of Craig as western slope. I think of it more high country kind
of
area.
I just think of it as a guy's name.
Well, most people don't think of it at all, so that's
sad for you.
Poor Craig.
Population of 9,000.
Yeah, it's not that small.
Yeah,
it's a good size.
Not that far from Steamboat, right? You ever go into Steamboat to play around?
About 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's not bad.
You have a Target there?
No.
No, Target.
Not even close.
Nope.
No Target in Craig. Huh?
Walmart?
You got a Walmart? Gotta have a Walmart, though.
They got a Walmart about 2008-ish, yeah.
See, you're living large in Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Got a Walmart.
Do you ever want to move back to Craig and live there?
Never.
Oh.
Nothing to do, huh?
No.
That's funny.
Well, you know, good for you. Let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's see how you do with this one. 10 seconds. We need, Kiana, we need 5 different games that you would find at a casino. 5 different games at a casino. Ready and go.
Blackjack, slot machines, Texas Hold'em.
Time is up. I was looking for a little roulette.
Keno.
Poker, yeah.
Oh, man. Duck, duck, goose.
Hide and go seek.
Yep. Some casino favorites there.
Kiana, we enjoyed talking to you. I hope you have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you. You guys too.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye.
She's so sad.
I don't know why that was a funny call to me. Here's Krista. Hi, Krista. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
Where
for
are you
calling.
From originally?
Where am I from?
Originally, yeah.
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota, don't you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I bet you're glad you got out of there.
Well, I kind of miss it. I miss the lakes. My family lives back there, but I've been out in Colorado like over 30 years, and I really like it, but I do miss the snow and the lakes. I don't like the mosquitoes.
The smell.
No, the snow.
Oh, the snow. I thought you said the smell.
No, the snow, but I don't like the mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're
those
bad,
are the worst.
Man.
They're bad.
It's what you get from all those lakes, you know? So
exactly, and the humidity. It's very humid as well.
Yeah, land of 10,000 lakes or something like that, right?
Yeah, probably more.
Okay. Yeah. They need a recount.
Yeah, maybe. Funny.
Well, we're glad you're here in Colorado. Thank you for listening.
Oh, I love it. I listen to you all the time.
Well, thank
you. Well, that's really sweet of you. Let's play some Radloff. Let's see how you do here. 10 seconds. Do you like to eat?
I do.
All right, 10 seconds. We need 5 steakhouses. Now, these can be standalones or chains, but we need 5 steakhouses. Ready? And go.
Steak and Ale, Steak and Bake, Shake and Steak, Luke's, Brazilian Rodizio.
Brazilian Rodizio.
I would accept that.
The Rodizio,
the
right?
Steak and Bake, is that one you said?
I don't know. I did.
Hold on, Jeremy, is there
I'm
a
laugh
steak
if there's
and
a Steak and Bake.
Steak and Bake.
You go have a steak and get high.
I don't know.
And what's Luke's? What was Luke's?
Luke's is a steakhouse over in Lakewood.
Okay. I've heard of Luke's.
I don't see
I'm
a
just trying
steak
to find,
and
they,
bake.
You got 4 for sure. I'm just trying to see if there is a Steak and Bake.
Uh-oh.
I was waiting just
Colorado,
for an Outback.
Hold on. Steak and Bake menu, Colorado Springs.
But is that the name of the restaurant?
It's called Steak and Bake. In what? Colorado Springs, but I don't think it's a steakhouse. It's a, it's the
well,
Philly
Well, it's got
experience.
It in the name.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's a steak. It's a Philly cheesesteak place.
Well, similar. Oh, come on.
Kinda.
I think
well,
that
you couldn't
I
have given
really
us like an Outback or a Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah,
or
I know. Or Del Frisco's. Del Frisco's.
Well, there is a Steak and Bake, but it's not a steakhouse.
But it's a house that has steak.
They're serving cow.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think that's in the spirit of the question.
Yeah, but listen to this. We didn't even think a Steak and Bake existed, and it does, and it's just down the road.
Yeah. So there you have it.
I feel like she should get it.
I do, too.
But Jeremy doesn't want to give it to
I'm
you.
I'm on the fence on this one. Because what, oh, was, the, what was the question? What was the question? Steakhouses?
Steakhouses. But,
steakhouses.
You know, it's in the name. Steak and Bake.
We didn't say restaurants with the word steak in it.
What if we ask the next person in line and we
that.
Just put them on the spot?
We need a tiebreaker.
And if they say that you should have it, then you'll get it. But if they say no, then A, we know that they are kind of stingy. And B, you're going to have to go on your merry way. Krista, are you good with that?
Sure. That's fine. That's fair.
Jeremy, can you double-click on Krista so that we don't lose her?
Who do you want
and
here?
Then I'm going to go to Sue. Hello, Sue. Welcome to the show.
Howdy.
Duty.
So the question is, should it count Steak and Bake as a steakhouse?
Hey, Philly cheesesteak is still technically steak. So, yes.
See, thank you.
It's very kind of you.
Yeah, you know what? Sue, we are going to make this worth your while. Hold on. Don't hang up. We're going to come back and find something for you, okay? Even a mind bender book or something. Will you hold on?
Yeah, of course.
All right. See that? Krista, there are good people out there. And
I
it
know.
Makes
what a
you.
Sweetheart.
It makes you a winner!
Yay!
Yay for
oh,
you!
Thank you so much!
Now listen, this is not the first time that there's been a controversial rattle-off segment. Yeah. And it won't be the last.
I'm not
I'm
happy
sure
about
we'll get
this.
All sorts of mail
I
today.
Am personally not happy about this. That's going to be fine.
Oh, Jeremy.
I'll live with it. I'm going to be fine, okay? It's going to be fine.
So I am making a note so that tomorrow we can reference the steak and bake.
All right,
listen,
Krista, you lucked
out.
You're
the champion today. Well, you hold on, and Josh will come back and tell you about your prize, okay?
Okay, thank you guys so much. You have a wonderful day.
You too. You as well. Thank you for listening. Got to take care of those Minnesota people who have made their home here.
You lucked out.
And you know what? We'll come up with a nice something. I think we'll send Sue a copy of a Mindbender book.
Yeah,
how's that?
Works for me.
Can we do that?
Done.
Let's do that.
It's already been sent. It's in the mail. It's already happened.
That's another sterling edition, sort of Rattle Off.